Diğer beden yani ses yok. You're all fortunate because you've got the man body, the highest in all creation, next to God. The highest aim in man body is to know self and to know God. Ultimate goal of all knowledge is the knowledge of the self. Upanishads tell us what is that by knowing which everything else is known. For that, though there was here such yearning for this ideal before us, God makes arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where you can be put on the way back to God, which is within you. The body is the temple of God, true temple of God. But we find best thing is if a man is put on on the way, he should keep commandments literally. But it is mind, you know, mind defiles everything. Even if we are putting time for meditation, we find the difficulty that we cannot go on with that. And there are some things, impediments on the way, on the spiritual way. That you know, everybody knows, but still to enumerate them, that has been found the subject of this talk. First of all, you see, we should stand on our own legs, be not dependent on anybody. For he says, tell us, O God, I must afford me that I may stand on my own legs. If I have to be dependent on others, it is better to take my soul from the body. To be dependent on others is a heinous crime. All evils creeping. For that he wanted honest earning. All masters have offered it. Guru Nanak refers to it, who earns his money in the honest way, and shares with others. Such a man alone can know God. Whatever money is received to any dishonest means, that is the dishonest thing. We got that thing creeping up in within ourselves. If money is earned by honest means, then you will find some rest, some peace. Further, whatever we take, whatever we eat, eat and drink has its own effect. If a dog is kept on vegetables, it is very amiable. If it is kept on meat, etc., then it will be howling in the ground. So sattvas, with that we have to take. And for that, you see, even if you take that, we have to watch through the hands through which that passes, by whom it is cooked and by whom it is served. That also carries the effect of those who thanks this thing. That has been, food has been prepared and served. All these things affect the man who eats it. You got honest meat, and those who prepare the food have been the sweet members of God, chaste thoughts, and you find that when you eat that will give you calmness within. And one more thing, such food is also prepared that will have its effect, but if you eat too much, then what is wanted, then what is there? The diet which is digested will give you food, same, which is not digested, that will bring in what is, what you want. What is, you have written something. So diet has a great effect, you see. Eat less one morsel than you need. There has been an event with Prophet Muhammad. He had about 40 followers with him, and somebody attached one doctor to him, so that if anybody goes sick, he may be treated then and there. So the doctor remained with the party for 6 months, regularly nobody got sick. Then he went to Prophet Muhammad asking, well, I have been 6 months here, nobody got sick, so there's no need of my being here. He said, yes, so long as I've ordered of a good character, chaste heart, and hard work, and take one morsel less than they really need, then there can be no sickness. You better go. So our earning should be honest. That's the first step. It should not be the blood squeezed of others. What is yours, what is others. Don't use up the rights of others. That's the first thing required. This thing will creep up many evil thoughts in you. So, this is the first thing. There was one Maharishi Shivatlal. One man came to him telling that I cannot sit on meditation for a long time. Look to your stomach. Then again another man came the same day to him and said, my mind does not, I wander the way very much. Now look to your stomach. Then another man says, I cannot sit longer in meditation. My mind revels. He says, look to your stomach. So this is the first element itself, which causes you, which stands as an impediment of the way you have been put up. Second thing, God has given rights, equal rights to everybody. Born the same way, outer constitution, inner constitution the same. And we are in soul bodies. Soul is of the same essence as that of God. And God also resides in everybody. We should have no hatred for anybody. One is standing on the table and one is sitting in the table, in the chair. This due to our, as we have shown, so we have reaped. Higher position or lower position, rich or poverty, richness or poverty, all these things you think depend on that. Sometimes man thinks, I am in power, or I am very learned man. You hate others for these reasons. Because you are rich, because you are very learned, because you are a man of position. So these things don't think humility is the only remedy for them. When they are all equal, you see, if you hate them, then how can she regard you and you receive you? So we are all equal, we are all brothers and sisters in God. This is the thing generally we feel. This can't know, I know what they are. But little things affect the reservoir of our subconscious state of mind. And these react. Third thing is, forgive and forget. I am giving you practical difficulties. If anybody has done any wrong to you, you say, all right, I have forgiven, but he doesn't forgive at heart. He is on the watch, when can he be retaliated? Forgive and forget. If you remember somebody has done this wrong, that wrong, then naturally that element of your retribution won't go. If a child has done anything wrong, do you not forget? And one thing, you see, each man has to work from his own level. Up to the level, up to his culture, you see, he has dwelt. Suppose a primary man is there and a college man is there, then can you expect for the primary man to talk up to the level of college? You must allow some, make some allowance. Try to understand what he says. So I told you, one thing is honest learning, pure diet, and passed through, baked through, served by men of great, sweet members of God. In the old days, mothers would not allow anyone to enter the kitchen where she was preparing the cook, having food. Nobody entered. I may mention, I mentioned to you when I was in there, as a counts officer attached to a regiment in the field area, one elderly was given to me to cook my food. So I told him, well, look here, and one thing you should see, that so long as you are in the kitchen, you should go on reading some scriptures or sit in sweet members of God. No other thought should enter your mind. He said, all right. 2 or 3 days he obeyed. Then whole day at night, at 12 or 1 o'clock he used to rise. Something was wrong in my mind. I called him at 1 o'clock tonight. Well, come on, who was it in your kitchen today? He said, no sir, nobody was. Don't you lie. Then he said, yes, there was. He was talking about it. Do you think why we are not, we don't know this? Because we are already self-seeking. If little announce is added to it, is what more difference. But those who have got no fear, little thing of this. 1 gram also affects. So these are the things you see first thing. Just see how far we are going by that. This is what I found. And second thing, God, I told you, on account of your being rich or learned or man of position or man of possessions, we hate others. We allow a man of our own status. We think, oh, they're not good for our society. This hatred and heart, you see, affects your mind. Third thing is forgive and forget. After all, men are not of the same stature, you see. Each man will work according to his own level of thinking or development. You make him understand politely. But once it has been done, then forget. Forget also. You don't forget again and again that thought because he has done that, he has done that. That also pardons the mind and affects you. So fourth thing is chastity. Chastity of thought, word and deed. Even any unchaste thought enters your mind, you think of it. Your whole body is poison. Others do not know, you know. From hand down to foot. Sometimes people say we do not do anything, we simply enjoy and talk of such like things, you see, unchaste thought. Those are anything affects. As I explained to you the other day, every thought has its effect. As you sow, that is sown. When you have done in a frivolous way or enjoyment's sake, that affects. So, the chastity of eyes. Don't look to others with dirty thoughts. Or any rancoring in your mind, you see. Any enmity, thinking whether he no one. And for the ears, don't hear anything ill about others. Because little thought comes to you, that will make up trouble in you. Many things we do here, and that thing goes on and we eat. What you wear, the same practice goes. We begin to doubt that man about his ears. He may be honest. So for that reason, don't believe anything if anybody tells you that I have heard or I have seen, unless you see for your own self, with your own ears and see with your own eyes. Then comes our test of tongue, anything which is not of sattvic character, you think, you become fond of it, being very delicious, then that will affect your stomach. So there's chastity of everything, of the outgoing faculties, eyes like that, ears like that, and tongue like that, you think, and the skin also. So these little things we receive infection from others. That's the main thing. Chastity in itself is a blessing. As I told you, married life, according to the scriptures, is no bar to spirituality. It is companionship, it is sacrament, not contract. God has given you one companion to help each other, and the earth is chosen to know God. We are born. And are we getting children when I want it? So life is self-sustained in itself, blessing. Those that eat, they will feed blessing in their body. The chastity has its own thought by radiation the other way, as I was telling you. Each thought has its own color, its own fragrance or odor. Be very good. Thoughts are more of very potent. This is the fourth thing. We are chastised, there are all virtues abode in you. Your mind at rest, whenever you sit, your problem wonderful. Then one more thing, fifth one is, don't work as the apprentices of the CID of God. CID means confidential department of God. He is like that. You're always looking out to that. God is there too. If you have got any friend here, he has got something wrong, you may tell him politely, privately, that your friend, this is no good. They'll spoil your life, I have love for you, that's another thing. But don't broadcast like a plague rabbit, mouse. Go around and So those who find out, they always say, well, look here, you know the self, what is some place is this? You know how wonderful I am? You want to let others say that you are wonderful. These are the, based on the depth in your heart, what is lying, you see, out of the abundance of heart, man, faith. So this generally we are doing. So for this reason, don't think evil of anyone. Because as you think, so you become. You are always thinking he's bad, he's bad, he's bad, that you have infection of that in you. In Japan, some missionary went first. I read one book, Four Third Mind Kitchen, somewhere in an Ayurvedic school. That stated that missionary went to Japan and preached the first one commandment of Moses, don't strike your woman. People were living very innocent lives. They asked, is it in your country they beat the woman? Then after 1 year preaching, result was they began to beat the woman. Not they began, they, one man came to me, see a man, some preachers of the temple society I have seen, I tell you. Those the foremost preachers, don't drink, but 5 minutes they do drink. Don't drink, all the time you are thinking of drinking, is it not? Maybe word don't there, but drinking is there. Then you say, oh, let me see what it is after all. So as you think, so you become. And further, we criticize others. We should criticize ourselves as we criticize them. Mind your own business. If you got friendship with somebody, you love him, tell him privately, you don't do it. What more can you do? Unless a man at heart of heart feels that he has not done wrong, he won't follow you. Man will go by the dictates of his mind. If his mind is convinced that this is wrong, what the other says, then you listen to him, otherwise not. So wanted reformers, not of others, but of themselves. Reform your own self. You'll reform many men around you. People judge by what you see you, not by the words you stress or preach. So example is better than teaching. These are what you should do, that you see you are given a diary for that. Criticize yourself as you criticize others and put in the failures and weed out. Don't say, simply say, I am a sinner. You become a sinner, God knows. If you weed out by the way, then it's all right. For that you have to keep diary. These are 6 things which stand in the way of our spiritual way. And there are some points constructed that help us on the way. Both things should be known. You know, mind defiles everything. A thought, as I just mentioned to you, thought of lust defiles the whole body from head down to foot. A good thought permeates your whole body. A thought of love permeates your body. So waken, let the mind be not wakened. That's the remedy for that. A wakened mind is the home of devil. Keep it occupied in your work or sweet remembrance of God. There is one thing helping that way is, do one thing at a time, holy and solemn. There's a table there, so there are so many jars. Open one jar and attend to it fully. Then close down the other, then open the other jar. Then attend to it fully, then open the third jar. You see? Not two or three things hovering around your mind. This is the remedy for that. If you read the greatness like you, learn many things. Napoleon, Bonaparte. The next day following the Waterloo, battle to fight. The night before at 1 o'clock, Hotua is writing the proceedings of his primary school. How self-composed he was. There is something also in someone which makes them great, isn't it? In the morning when the battle of Waterloo was to be fought, set to fight at 9 or 10, and it was about 8 o'clock, he was strolling in the compound where he was living. Some mysterious here, there, hovering around. What are you after? Sir, the battle is to fight at 9. Oh, that is at 9 and 10, that's how. So do one thing at a time, complete the holy story. And you find yourself many troubles. Suppose one man comes to you to talk. You tell him only little and leave him, not fully attending. Then you wait another man comes to you. You also attend him for a little while and then don't attend him fully. Then third man comes, then the fourth man comes. The same you meet out with them. The result is all are hovering around you. You see? They won't come like you sacrifice them. So whatever thought strikes you, attend to it fully, decide one way or the other finally. How many problems you got daily? Don't say one or two. This is so many problems are heaped together. Sometimes you think of that, sometimes that, sometimes that. They're hovering around you. This you I learned from Bonaparte's life. Do one thing like that. John Bunyan, perhaps he has written Pilgrim's Progress, you might have seen that book, very good book. His motto was to write something there. And he wrote Pilgrim's Progress. There was another man, by Stanley by name, his motto was finish something there. You see? That I took to my guide, you see. Finish something then. What have you take finish? May it take 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, when you're quiet, just like you would. Next morning you're looking at. Otherwise you work which is left incomplete, that hovering you in your mind throughout night. Then you worry, I will attend this and that, you see. These are very little things that will help us, you see. Keep your mind occupied always. In work, when you are at work, be fully occupied in work, work is working. When you eat, be fully in your eating. Because that is gift of God, thank God. Your attention in eating, that eating will also give you good results. Sometimes you are thought of somewhere, you take the mass, so you don't know how much you have eaten, you see. So when you are at, what you say, at your practice, you fully at practice. These are the things that affect us, you see. And that telling you what constructive things help us. Now one thing more. Man is the highest in all creation. All creation has been made subservient to you. All are lower than you, animals, birds, reptiles. Now you are, you see, laws of nature you are controlling. You see? Man is next to God. So have reverence for all. God resides in everyone, whether high or low. Have reverence for all who are over you, above you. Reverence for all who are around you. And reverence for all who are beneath you. If you are the head of departed, love your subordinate. When I was an office duty, I was superintendent in office, the chief robotic officer. Those who were working under me, you see, officers are only pleased if you work, you turn out more. Maybe at the sacrifice of those working under me. They are all hungry, subordinate. In my case, the subordinates were also pleased and the officers were also pleased. Why? I teach them my right as brother, reverend for them. And they turned out twice the amount of the work which others did not do. And quietly and friendly. These are the practical things to see what helps us. So you are the head of all creation. If you are next to God, you see, man, greatest man. And you must have reverence for all of your children, younger brothers of the family of God. When they are around you, they are above you, are you. These are effective things that will go to help you. And one more thing, be true to your own self. We deceive our own self first, then deceive others. Then tell lies, then use us for this right. Then we say something, mean something. But your heart means, let your mouth tell you the same thing. And your also brain thinks the same way. When the three agree, that is true. So as I told you, one should be far more smart of others but of themselves. The God is within you. The master power is within you. Baba Jamal Singh, when he initiated somebody, he said, look, yeah, now I'm resided in you. Take care of that. I'm looking after you. What you do? Do we think like that? When you think somebody is watching you, can't you do any of it? Tell me. No? So be true to your own self. Then you have to fear nothing in you. And man who not to one's own self, he is to tell lies. Excuse him. Why? He is told something which is not true, then he is afraid the secret may not be out. He will speak to one man few words, then he will talk to another, because at heart of us he is in fear. Then you will find after a month or two, the whole statement will change. This has been the case with me. Somebody told me, this is like, all right, be so, let it be so, if it's so. Then again, after a week or 10, again he came up, yes, this is like that, or I heard him. Another after 2 or 3 weeks, again he came, because he said, my secret may not be out. Again, there it is like that, all right. Then what do you mean with things, daughter? As you say, all right? So man who betrays, I've been saying, is not true to his one soul, he has to tell hundreds of lies. To keep one thing secret is to tell hundreds of lies. To keep that secret a secret, but secret is never secret, cat must be out of the bag. If you don't watch it, others do see. So these are the things, you see. Be true to your own self. These are simple words, but it's true. Clearly. Great. I mean, provide you with great something. Culture, I would say. And ultimately, you will have humility. So, knowledge means what? Knowledge means service. God is that in your heart. man is one who is of service to others, not to his own self only. Then knowledge means what? Fellowship. We are all brothers and sisters, God. We have to all go together. We are reading one class to pass the same examination before us, to control our mind and know God, ourselves and know God. So these are the things which help us to do. And last of all, no last is that to a more constructive way of what I found, I am putting it before. This is cleanliness is next to God. Body is the temple of God. Keep it clean, tidy. Not that by, rich clothes, valuable clothes, or simple clothes, but keep it tidy. In that way, that will help your health too. And when you sit wide awake, for meditation, then you quiet place. And not the cleanliness outside, but inside too. It is temple of God. Outer temples we keep clean and tidy. How much, you know? Outer temples are the model of man's body. How clean it is. Outside the temple are not so clean as you. As inside. But this body we clean, keep it clean outside, not inside. That's the beauty. We spend thousands of dollars for the outward cleanliness, outward beauty in this environment. What to speak of inside? It is mind that defiles the old thing, as I committed the other day. Mind, whatever thought it comes up, that is known color, its known order of life. So by radiation others, that affects others. If a filthy cloth is lying in one room, the whole room becomes filthy. Full of bad odors. If there are some flowers are put in a room, the whole room is perfumed. Isn't that? Why do we not find? Because we are already so much life skills in there, from some 1 pound or 2 pounds additive, what difference does it make? Those are pure in heart, naturally, feel little things affect. God, you are outgoing faculty. Seeing is not bad, but seeing something wrong is bad. Eyes are the windows of the soul. These are the first. And the other, when you hear certain colored spectacles, you see the whole world colored in that. Smile and the world will smile with you. Torment others, and you torment it by them, naturally. When you think evil of others, others will think evil of you. Thoughts are very potent. Once Birbal, minister of Akbar the Great, mentioned to the king that as the man thinks, that radiates to the man about whom he speaks. Alright, what is there any proof of that? Yes, let us go outside. The boat went outside, and one man was coming from it for long, 200 yards or so. And the minister told the king, alright, just think something about him. And the king thought, I will shoot him. When that man came nearby, the king asked, look at your forgiveness. Tell me honestly. What you thought about me when you looked at me? He said, forgive me, your head was there. I wanted to beat it down with my fist. You follow this thing? So, for that reason, think twice before you speak. Think twice. twice. What do you think? Is it necessary to say anything? One. How will it affect others? Is it in their interest or created? Ill will or what? How it affects others? Two things. Is it good? Is it necessary to say something? If not, keep quiet. Mind your own business. And what effect it would carry to the other, your words? These are two things. Do you do that? Be very God, you do. Guard your eyes, guard your ears, guard your tongue. Another thing, forget the past and forget the future. What has happened already that cannot be unmended. You may have a lesson from that, that's all. Forget the future. You do that witness like that. These are two strikes, I would say, eating into the veins of our life. Sick by man. It so happened that such a man died, some man came in hollow, this man told me this happened here. You will also speak on the past. Ask what will do in future, that man has good progress, what has we have to do, all these two things be told. These are, I take it as a strike, eating into our veins. Live in the living present. Whatever stone you lay, the same building will come up. As you sow, so shall you reap. What you have reaped, sown already, that must be reaped. So living in the living present. You will have no burden. Your mind is free. Now our mind is overburdened with the thoughts of the past. And of the future, what will do? But thank God what you got. It is, we have earned by sowing the seeds thereof, and we are earning. Whether you are happy in richness or poverty or anything comes up, then this is shown by your own self in the past about which you do not know. So do your best and leave the rest to God overhead. And one thing I tell you, you've got to watch. Everyone who winds it up, isn't it? That goes on the whole 24 hours, going on, without any interruption. So every day morning, wind up the watch of your mind. Set and devote time to your practice. Come in contact with the light and from within. That you get sense, that the bread of life and water of life, that will give freshness, vigor, strength to work all through day. Quiet and cold, right? And at night going to sleep before that also, wind up the watch. These are the constructive things that will help you. And though the other way, they stand in the materials in the way, those are before you. So what I have spoken to you, are these any new things? I think these things appeal to you or not? Well, dear friends, what I have committed, do they appeal to you? You want to be fresh and buoyant, not burden all the brooding over anything, and wind your watch daily morning. You get strength, water of life and bread of life to give strength to your soul. When this from the soul, all other things get strength, you see. Your mind, your outward faculties, to your body also. You remember that you find these wrestlers when they do exercises, what do? They put their whole attention in the body. That attention gives them strength. One example I may submit for you. You swim daily, perhaps you never watched it. When you are very tired, hungry, you come, you take a mouthful of food and drink water, you get strength. Then poverty comes. The strength should have come only after the food is digested, the mouthful of food you have taken, not all at once. It is your soul, your own self. Soul has got great curative power. Your soul, your sons in God, great is man. These are little things we have never cared for. We can make of life sublime, but there should be some ideal before us. We are addict, aimlessly addict. That's a pity. We dig pits here, there, everywhere. Some 5 feet deep, some 7 feet deep, some 6 feet deep, water nowhere. So I would submit that each one of you must decide your aim. It may cost you a day, 2, 3, 4, 7 days, never mind. Once you have decided, then you are going step by step to your goal. Sometimes take one foot ahead, then go back, then go ahead, then go back, and no result. This takes time, of course. When I entered the world, I had a great ambition also, ambition of life, etc. But I had to decide, and with the grace of God, when it was decided, God first and world next, everything goes to in a constructive way to help you. So we are aimlessly addicted. These are the things that we don't observe and follow with eyes closed, I would say. Headlong down, without caring what the result would be. Man can change. This is your virtual right as a man, because you got the same nature, not animals. Animals also very much, I mean, helping when you train them, but man is free, you see, in a certain way. So as I told you, when your white day, you expect for every day. You won't be work made. You got too much to do, but still, when you work yourself, these are some of the impediments on the way and some constructive things which will help you in all your affairs of life, you see. Outside, inner too, in the spiritual way too, and outside life too. So man is the highest in all creation. What will you get if you reform your own self? Wanted reformers, not of others, but of themselves. Then we question, what do we get? Well, Godhead, which is your hereditary right. These little things make man great. Ultimate greatness lies with that, what you have put on, you see, you are very fortunate, you put on the way, you see, something to start with. Why not wind up daily? Come in contact with that, and that is the bread of life, the water of life that is given to you, fortunate. You are more fortunate than others in the world, those who have been put on the way. This is what Christ says, those who follow my word, they are my disciples. You see? Those who take cross daily, they are my disciples. Taking cross and rising over body conscious every day, morning, wind up your watch of the mind. So these are the things, helping factors, these are the impediments on the way. That is why it is said, truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. We do little care about the true life. Even we do something, they do not give us full fruit. So please, you have been put on the way with the grace of God, working as a result of the greatness of our Master, Bhagavad Sankara. His grace is good. You know, it's raining outside. Ever since I have come, it is raining. And the word sound means in the mantra sound, it's always rain. And generally, wherever I go, the rain comes first. Because it is his great working. All credit goes to him just for that little thing I have come to know. I put before you, sure. So be, don't give food to your body until you give food to your soul, first thing. Make it a path. And for to enable you to progress on the way, you must go by these things. True living is about truth. Tomorrow I might be living physically, because I am going around as my master wishes, God is here. I may not be physically with you, but my thoughts are with you. That Christ power, God power is always in you, working always to your best interest and extending all feasible help and assistance, help, and also protection. So remain in contact, go by as I give you these few words, God will bless you. That's all I can say. Remain in contact. Don't be led away by what you hear outside, unless you hear your own self or see with your own eyes. So you are all children of God. Children are always dear to the Father, you see. You are all dear to the God who is also residing in us. And you are all dear to me as well. And wish you progress from day to day. I wish you all to become ambassadors. As good as I am, no. As good as, even more, better than me, I would say. Any father wants his children to be more competent, more able than himself, you see. So this is my few words. Tomorrow I will be living physically only, but that power is within you. He is helping you, extending you all protection, and remain in God. And that's all what I have to say. I was here as long as I am quite at home. And you see, you are fortunate to see me, but I am more fortunate than you all, you see. I am only one you have seen, and I see you all. I may not be always fortunate. So love you because of everything. Thanks to those going on like a crusade with me, and the grace of God. Only this conveying this message to the people at large. That's all. It is his work, not try to go to God and to our Master.